This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. Japan is on the brink of a state of emergency as the rate of coronavirus infections continues to increase in the country. Top government spokesman said Wednesday controlling the virus was a top priority and that the government would do whatever is needed to minimize the economic impact after a nationwide poll showed a pessimistic turn in sentiment among manufacturers because of the virus. As of Tuesday, Tokyo recorded more than 70 new coronavirus infections, its highest tally in a single day, as pressure mounted on the prime minister to order a lockdown. Vietnam is the latest country to go into a nationwide lockdown because of the virus. The 15-day period began Wednesday, with officials telling people to avoid gatherings in groups of three or more. At the start of the lockdown, there were 212 confirmed cases in Vietnam and no deaths. Authorities want to keep it there. The White House task force said the United States should prepare to see upwards of 240,000 deaths from the COVID-19 coronavirus over the next 2 months, even if Americans continue to keep their distance from each other. The group says peak number of deaths will come over the next 2 to 3 weeks. More than 187,000 people in the United States have been diagnosed with the coronavirus. Total deaths in the country from the disease has exceeded 3,800, about one-fourth of those in New York City. And the IRS and the Treasury Department here in the U.S. says Americans will start receiving their economic impact checks in the next 3 weeks. The payments are part of the $2.2 trillion rescue package signed into law last week by President Trump. As always, for details on more news, join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. At a remote location, this is VOA News. Thousands of South Koreans workers on U.S. bases were placed on unpaid leave Wednesday after the U.S. and South Korea failed to reach a deal on how to split the cost of the U.S. military presence there. Through 7 rounds of talks, South Korea has refused the Trump administration's demand to massively increase its contributions toward the approximately 28,500 U.S. troops stationed in South Korea. The latest cost-sharing deal expired at the end of the year, but the U.S. had been covering the salaries of Korean employees with funds that ran out this week. Starting today, Wednesday, about 4,000 Korean civilian employees who work in areas such as logistics and administration will be on indefinite furlough. The U.S. will temporarily cover the salaries of about 4,500 others whose duties are considered essential. With professional sports leagues all over the world on hold because of the coronavirus outbreak, stars from the National Basketball Association are turning to video games for some competition. Kevin Durant leads a roster of 16 active players set to compete in the NBA 2K20 tournament starting on Friday. Games will be shown on Sports Television Network ESPN, and the winner will get to choose a charity to receive a $100,000 donation. Other players include Trae Young, Hassan Whiteside, and Donovan Mitchell. Durant and Mitchell are among a small group of players who tested positive for the coronavirus. And the Taliban delegation is in Kabul to monitor the long-delayed release of their 5,000 detainees under a prisoner swap with the Afghan government brokered by the United States. This is the first time representatives of the Islamist insurgency have visited the Afghan capital since a U.S.-led military invasion of the country ousted the Taliban from power nearly 19 years ago. And the Trump administration announced on Tuesday it was cutting tough automobile mileage standards established by the Obama administration designed to reduce tailpipe emissions and fight climate change. The Trump administration argues relaxing mileage standards will save automakers money and make vehicles cheaper for Americans to buy. But opponents say Americans will spend far more on fuel than they will save on new cars, and the new lower standards will result in sharp increases in greenhouse gas emissions. As always, more news, voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. From our remote location, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.